Hello, and it's a welcome again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Today, your readers on part one are myself, Robin Quine, and Elaine Smith. This edition is number 2245, which was recorded on Thursday, the 26th of October. What do we have for you today? Well, coming up, we have two features. The first, on this part one, is about the sighting of a bird of prey rare in this part of the world. Before that, however, we have our first slot of news items taken from the Norwich Evening News, and following that, some letters from correspondents to the paper. We hope we have found something this week which will entertain you. Before we start, we're pleased to welcome some new listeners. So, welcome to Chatterbox, Richard Freeman of Norwich and Stanley Goldsmith of Thetford. We do hope you enjoy listening to what we have to offer. Now, over to Elaine to start us off with a set of news items from the local paper.
Hello, everyone. Before I start with the news items, let me just mention the Postal Service. As you know, it is free, and our arrangement with the Post Office for collection and delivery remains the same as before. However, we know that actual deliveries to you seem to be a little later than before. Unfortunately, we can do not much about this. However, we do not wish you to rush to listen to Chatterbox. So please know that it does not matter if you delay returning the memory stick for a week, so you have plenty of time to listen to it rather than rushing. We might also occasionally have to send the stick in a different coloured wallet, not the yellow one. Well, you know it has been a pretty startling week, to say the least, weather-wise. So, there is a story about the storm damage following Storm Babette. However, a devastating fire too, and the Rouen Road walk-in medical centre, which is in danger of closing. Then, add to that a visit by our bishop to Gaza, and it's all pretty dramatic. To lighten the mood a bit, however, we do have a mention of the best places to live. However, we will start with that storm. It was the onslaught of Norfolk had been bracing for, and Storm Babette arrived in full force, bringing a day of deluge, destruction and disruption. The region endured heavy rain and gale force winds, with streets flooded, trees felled, and schools closed. The weather brought gridlock to Norfolk's two busiest roads, with the A47 and A11 closed on long stretches. On the A11, a 10-mile stretch between Thetford and Larling was shut after a tree fell on the carriageway, which also became flooded. Meanwhile, the A47 was closed in both directions, from Honingham to Easton, because of deep water on the road. The area around Attleborough was particularly badly affected. In Old and New Buckenham, motorists were forced to abandon their cars and walk home through the water, as routes in and out of the villages were blocked off by exhaust high floodwaters. Thousands of homes in Poringland, Framingham Piggott and Rockland St Mary lost power, and some people in Wheating, near Thetford, were left trapped in their homes as the storm closed in. Tidal surges and 60 miles per hour winds battered the already vulnerable Norfolk coast. But the county's most exposed village, Hemsby, escaped high tide without any significant further loss of its beach. Some schools, including in Winfarthing and Pot Row near King's Lynn, were forced to close due to flooding, while a number of events were cancelled.
The latest in a string of arson attacks on historic buildings in Thorpes and Andrew has seen community leaders declare enough is enough. St Andrew's Hospital is the latest derelict site to go up in smoke, with police launching an arson investigation after 42 firefighters were called to the blaze. It follows similar incidents in Thorpe in recent years, including at Pine Banks, the former Oasis Centre, the Griffin Pub and Thorpe Prep School. It has sparked further questions about the security of such derelict sites, with the former hospital site having been out of operation since 1998 and planning permission for a business park in 2016 not being brought to life. The fire service was called to the hospital site at 5 a.m. and seven engines were needed at the height of the incident, with a presence at the site retained throughout the day. A spokesman from Broadland District Council said, "The council will work alongside the police and fire service to determine the best course of action in relation to the building, including ensuring that the site is secured."
Thousands of people could be left struggling for health care after the company behind the city's busiest GP surgery announced it is going bust. One Norwich Practices, which runs the Rouen Road NHS walk-in centre, has confirmed it will be closing in the coming months due to financial turmoil. It has left NHS bosses scrambling to find alternative providers for the services it provides, which also includes the vulnerable adults services and the GP surgery in Rouen House, which has more than 10,000 registered patients. The decision places uncertainty over how the thousands of people who rely on the company will instead access healthcare should alternative providers not be found. Tracy Bleakley, Chief Executive of NHS Norfolk and Waveney, said, "Our priority now is to minimise the level of disruption to patient services and ensure that patients are able to receive the care they need. We have been and will continue to work closely with colleagues across the Norwich Primary Care Network to continue to provide patient services through the transition period while also securing alternative providers."
The Bishop of Norwich has spoken of his great concern for those he met at a hospital just 2 weeks before it was destroyed in the escalating conflict in Palestine and Israel. The Right Reverend Graham Usher has said he was left feeling numb after the Al Ali Hospital in Gaza he visited was hit by an explosion. Bishop Graham said that 4,000 to 5,000 people had sought sanctuary in the compound of the hospital in the last few days. He said, "Following on from the brutality of the Hamas attacks on Israel, I am just horrified by the escalation of the violence. I went numb as I saw the pictures of places I'd been at 2 weeks ago, and I have great concern for the medics and staff who I met during that visit." Bishop Graham said the Anglican-run hospital had always served the poorest of the poor and was politically neutral, as it does not receive political funding from Gaza. He said, "Its funding comes from Anglican churches around the world. It is a place of sanctuary, and 4,000 to 5,000 people were living in the compound in the last few days, so you can only imagine the horror."
Lifestyle guide Muddy Stilettos has released its 2024 list of the best places to live and 10 locations in Norfolk feature. The Muddy Stilettos website covers 28 counties across the UK, using insider knowledge to recommend the best restaurants, hotels, events and more outside of London. As well as holding annual public voted awards for each county, it compiles guides to the best schools and places to live. There are 260 villages, towns and cities that are included in the 2024 roundup of the latter, and 10 of these are in Norfolk. These are Hingham, Thornham, Ormsby St Margaret, Harleston, Great Massingham, Wroxham, King's Lynn, Holt, Norwich and Aylsham. Muddy Stilettos said, "Beautiful beaches, broads and bolt holes, plus a capital city bursting with trendy accolades, Norfolk is a great place to live. Plus, with so many amazing local producers in Norfolk, the food scene is one of the best in the country."